Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike McGlinchey of the San Francisco 49ers, he has not learned the lesson that, what's Bruce Matthews' kid's name in Atlanta?
Jake.
He did not learn the lesson that Jake Matthews learned back in Hard Knocks.
What goes through your head knowing that you will go against probably J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney this week?
It's going to be fun. Definitely going to be fun. That's why you're playing the NFL. It's play against the biggest and baddest dudes, and they've got like three or four of them. So it's going to be pretty fun. And you know what? I'm more worried about the heat monster than I am those guys. So as long as I can stay upright and not lose 15 pounds of practice, I'll come out of there with a win.
That's good, Mike McGlinchey.
Good call.
Mike McGlinchey, the number one pick of the 49ers in this year's draft. Former tackle from Notre Dame, who is...
Not all Notre Dame people are smart.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I don't really want to claim him right now because I don't think it's the smartest thing in the world is to sit there and talk about how much fun it's going to be to go against J.J. Watt. I was watching the YouTube yesterday. Don't tell me how I got there. Or don't ask me, I should say, how I got there. But it was a YouTube of J.J. mic'd up against the Saints back in 2015 when he was going against Zach Strief. Mm-hmm. Who is, by the way, now the play-by-play guy for the New Orleans Saints.
I remember that.
Which is bizarre. But remember that? JJ was basically like, he was acting like the mountain on Game of Thrones, getting fed different guys. He's like, okay, this one's done. Get me the next one.
Right.
You got another tackle you can throw in here? 72 was talking junk to me. I just sacked Drew Brees beating him. Give me another one.
But JJ beats you. I don't know if JJ, and I this is not going to sound like a compliment, but it's not the way I mean it. He's not like, he doesn't drain the life out of you. I mean, he wears you out. He dominates you. He's obviously an incredible football player. But when I go back to that Brian Cushing, Alfred Blue, Oklahoma drill, that's when you've removed someone's manhood completely.
Oh, yeah. he emasculated poor Alfred Blue.
Good word, right. Yeah. JJ doesn't quite emasculate you. He
does. I don't know, man.
He does, but he does it in a football way. Cushing made it feel personal.
Rich, you got to go back and watch this thing with Zach Strief. I'm going to send you the video so you can rewatch it. I think you're misremembering it slightly. It wasn't Cushing Alfred Blue
Andy
level.
Pettit, Sean.
It wasn't Cushing Alfred Blue level, but it wasn't like pat on the butt, nice play either.
No, and I'm not saying it was.
Yeah. So anyway, so JJ is going to go against Mike McGlinchey, the 49ers first round pick.
So are you saying be careful what you wish for?
Well, we remember how it went in Hard Knocks back when the Falcons came here in 2014 and they were on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
It wasn't the year the Texans were on Hard Knocks. It was the year that the Falcons were on Hard Knocks.
Right.
And they just happened to practice here. And J.J. Watt took Jake Matthews to the woodshed, if we remember correctly. So the same thing, this McGlinchey could be in for a baptism. Here's the thing. If the drills get that heated where J.J. is beating this guy the way that we think a peak-level J.J. Watt can beat this guy, that means J.J. Watt's going to be kind of unleashed and allowed to do things that he really hasn't been allowed to do very much in camp so far.
Yeah.
Which would be exciting.
Well, I believe he guaranteed today that he'd be out there for the New England game, which is not a big surprise, but no. I think it may be the first time he said that.
He did. He's going to play against New England. He also said, we'll get J.J.'s side of this joint practice thing. He said the joint practices will be good work.
Obviously, you play against your own guys so many days in camp. It's always nice to see a different colored jersey out there. Different scheme, different players. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be good. Looking forward to it.
Another follow-up from J.J. Watt on why it'll be good work.
It's just new guys. You know, I mean, when you're in camp, maybe it's guys get used to a certain move or they start to figure you out. You know, maybe it's you like a certain pass rush move or you play the run a certain way. So new guys come in and you get to see a different look. You get to see their different tendencies, work on your own, you know. So there's a lot of different qualities that make it good to have some work against somebody else.
For guys like JJ, Rich, for guys like JJ and star players, I feel like these practices are the new preseason game. Mm-hmm. It's not the preseason games. it's these practices where they're going to be going against them.
Yeah, certainly for the guys like JJ, whose reps are limited, if not non-existent, in the preseason games, for sure.
I put a post up on the Houston Press earlier today, and my question, my rhetorical question, which I will ask you once we hear from JJ Watt, is what is JJ Watt's new ceiling? We've had a chance to watch him a little bit. We know he's in shape. He looks like JJ Watt again, but we won't know much until probably week one against New England. He was asked today, can you be the old JJ Watt?
I'm just focused on today. And now that today's practice is over, I'm focused on tomorrow. I know what expectations I have for myself. But the only thing I can try, man, any way I answer that question, I'm screwed. I mean, you want me to say, but yeah, it's going to be incredible. Then you're setting insane expectations. I say, no, I think I'm going to suck. I mean, that doesn't bode too well for myself either. So there's really no good way to answer that question. So, I mean, I'm literally focused. I control what I can control. Through all my injuries, that's probably the biggest thing I've learned is control what you can control. And all I can control is today, workouts, practice, meetings, and then tomorrow I'll be able to control that.
Well, sort of.
I mean, it's kind of what he said.
I hear that from JJ, and I'm like, well, sort of. I mean, I get the sentiment involved, but he could set the bar pretty low and then exceed expectations. I mean, he's not going to come out and say, I think I'm going to suck, but he could be pumping the brakes on expectations with his response to questions like that, even if he feels like his old self, and then he would be in a good position. He's not going to be screwed if it turns out he's better than he said he thought he was.
I get what he's saying.
Me too.
I get what he's saying. But it shouldn't stop us from being able to speculate what we think the window is for J.J. Watt. Like, what do we think the best case and worst case scenarios are for him?
Well, if I get your vibe correctly on J.J. heading into this season,
yeah.
And, you know, obviously tell me if I'm misrepresenting your viewpoint, but I feel like you think there is zero chance, or very close to zero chance, he'll be the force he was again in the first 5 years of his team.
Here's how I feel about his ceiling, Rich. You're partially right. I think the peak of J.J. Watt was 2014. We can all agree on that, right? He was incredible that year. He was scoring touchdowns. He had 20 sacks.
We can all agree on that if it's true he hasn't peaked yet.
Okay. His peak up until this point has been 2014.
Okay, sure.
And I don't think that J.J. is coming back through the door. I think he was maybe a cut below that in 2015. Still good enough to win Defensive Player of the Year, mm-hmm. but a cut below that. Some of that had to do with him being banged up, as we found out after the season. I think he can be 2015 Watt again. I don't think the J.J. Watt that was scoring touchdowns routinely, playing tight end on offense, sacking guys at super critical times of games, like seemingly willingly almost. Like, I don't know that J.J.'s ever coming back. Like, superhuman. He wasn't superhuman in 2015. He started to get banged up. He had the groin injury, and he had the hand injury.
Oh, and he revealed to us after the fact that he was pretty hobbled most of the season.
He had a herniated disc, so I think he's going to be more susceptible to those types of things. I don't think bulletproof, peak-level, RoboCop, Terminator, Iron Man, J.J. Watt is coming through that door again. But I think 2015 is a possibility. And I think the floor for J.J. Watt, assuming he's healthy, is that he's a pretty good, high motor, somewhat productive 3-4 defensive end, which is fine. You need those. And you know what? On a defense that has other playmakers, that will fit in fine. This defense is not going to be relying on J.J. Watt to be 2014 J.J. Watt.
And that's where kind of if we're talking upside, you know, the most optimistic viewpoint possible.
Floor and ceiling.
Right. But I mean, if we are talking about the ceiling here, and again, without fantasizing about what might happen, that's kind of that last point you said is kind of where I was going to look at this thing again from a ceiling, not floor standpoint.
Yeah.
He's got more around him on that defense probably than he's ever had, in any of the defenses he's ever played.
This
on.
Is the most talented defense played on since his rookie year.
Between Clowney and Merciless and B-Mac and the likes of Cole and Cunningham inside,
yeah.
Honey Badger, Colvin, the guys he's got on the back end. I mean, that's why I think it's still possible he could be that cyborg again that he was in 2014, in 2015, and in 2014 and 2013, whatever. because, you know, he's got the opportunity. He, like you just said, Sean, it doesn't have to all be all on his shoulders to be the only disruptive force on this defense. And just like his teammates benefited back then from him being so disruptive, I think the same can be said, you know, in the reverse direction.
That's
possibly.
True. That's true. I think a scenario exists where you bring up a good point about all the guys around him. A scenario exists where JJ could be statistically nearly as productive as he once was, but not as good or as durable a player as he once was, right? Like, he could still go out and get 20 sacks, but play to play, he may not be that same guy. Maybe he doesn't take nearly as many, and he shouldn't take nearly as many snaps as he used to.
Yeah,
guys
play
96% of the snaps.
98-99% of defensive snaps on given Sundays is a bad idea.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.